Dad was going to work one morning and he heard some people talking. They'd come from, we've got on the St Clair car, he said, just outside. We heard this man saying about the house that Abernethys lived in, and Kew.
Mm-hmm.
So Kew was the part of Dunedin they were keen to live in, which wasn't really very far from our rented abode. But Dad sort of thought, this might be interesting, so he put his ear out and he listened to these two talking, and they said that the Abernethys were going to Christchurch or somewhere, shifting there, and the house was to be for sale. And they said there was a lot of work to be done on that house, but it's a prime section in the whole of Kew Hill. So Dad got off the bus, off the train, and went to see Belle, Auntie Belle, at Lawport's Hotel. Now, in those days, we didn't have the telephone. I don't think many people would.
Mm-hmm.
But she was told to go and out to see my mother. And we were to go up the hill to number 4 Easter Crescent and see, look at the house.
Right, yes.
So that's what my mother and Auntie Belle did. And they were both very impressed with this house, which was a double brick, old, you know, not bay windows and so the end of it was that Dad made an offer and he got the sold the house and bought the house. But that's how we found out about it, because as I say, it was
houses were hard to get.
No, they were hardly on the market. It may not have been on the market. It was just a rumor that we heard these people talking who we didn't even know.
Yeah.
So
they must have been amazed at people coming to look at their house and heard about John Trey.
Yeah, well, I don't know that they told the reason, but that's the story that I can remember. But the house was badly needed of a lot of things, but of course, double brick, it stands forever and it's still standing.
Jack took a photograph of it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
And there's now a garage where there wasn't one before, or a carport, isn't it, Jack?
Mm. And did your dad would have been quite good at fixing things?
Oh, yes, he was. Very industrious. Well, for instance, I can remember the veranda. You just walked up the asphalt, and the asphalt path sort of extended under the veranda. There was no veranda, there was no
steps
for it. No, there was no step to get onto the floor, and that I think Dad dug it and filled it up with concrete and whatnot, and made a step onto that. That was one thing, and then they put step. He also made walls along the back where they grew black currants or something along there. But it was all used to be just a old clay bank, you know, and then put these maybes. And he was a good gardener too, a terrific worker.
Mm-hmm.